Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the football podcast. We're here recording it. Well, I say recording live. I was going to say, of course, it's flipping live. We're
it
here.
Would be live, yeah. As always.
Yeah, we're here in Henry Addington's in Canary Wharf. I'm Simon Head. I support Gillingham. Alongside me is Mr. Jim Staples.
Yep, Gillingham as well. And I've recovered from a heart attack, which I had last night as well. Which is interesting news. Yeah,
he's described the symptoms and it's right up there with heart
it's
attack.
A bit of a real, concern.
Pretty much had a heart attack.
And they're closing the NHS direct down. So if there's any doctors listening,
just email me.
If you've got any kind of advice for someone having stomach and chest pains, email it to banter@footballpodcast.com.
We might, and I'm not market for my attention.
Dr. Stu,
who's also here, Stuart Hall,
Mr.
QPR
Hall,
fan.
Stuart
back
Hall.
Off his holidays.
Good afternoon.
How are the holidays? Good.
Lovely. It's great to be back.
You look out as it's a grey, horrible sky.
Very good to be back.
There is a semblance of a tan going on there. Where were you?
Which is strange.
Okay.
Stuart doesn't like sun usually.
Not a big fan.
No. Sun doesn't like Stuart.
I like the shade.
Shady character, Mr. Hall. Right, okay, let's kick off. It's just the three of us this week.
Just the three of us.
We can make it if we try. Our start-off question this week. Who has been your surprise star of the season so far and why? Stu?
I've gone for a star club.
Okay, yeah.
It's going to be QPR, isn't it?
Has to be. Has to be QPR.
If only we'd had this in some sort of golden envelope, like fighting tool. Yeah. Everyone would.
To be fair, they are doing a bit.
Yeah, I'm genuinely surprised. At the beginning of the season, if you'd have said, not conceded at home, only dropped 2 points away at Derby, I'd have taken that all day long. I mean, yeah, like I said, we haven't yet to concede at home. We've got Millwall tonight. Might change.
That'll be a good game.
They haven't won in five, so that'll
to be
a nice
fair
one.
As well, even the result where you drop points must have felt like a win, because that's the game they were 2-0 down.
Yeah, we scored two after 90 minutes. 92nd and 94th.
Not bad. 2-2 win, isn't it?
I mean, even at the weekend, we had Doncaster, and they are like an Arsenal of the Championship. Very good passing team. And they had us on the ropes for maybe 60 minutes, and then sort of fitness kicked in. Yeah, and we've beaten them 3-0, which is very flattering for ourselves. But
yeah,
I mean, they're the type of results that winning 3-0 after having no hope throughout the game, this is the sort of result that's going to get you playoffs, maybe even the top two. So yeah, great start. Star of the season, QPR.
Okay, Jim?
Well, it's not Berbatov. He's not the surprise of the season for me, because obviously I knew he was going to be great. As I mentioned last week.
He did tap him.
The other ones I thought about were Torres, just for being crap.
Since
he changed his haircut,
I suppose he's a star.
You don't change your hair colour like that. He's blonde. He was out there. Yeah. He just looks meek and crap.
Okay.
Blackpool, just for mixing it up.
They love it.
They're doing. They're doing all right.
In the end, I've gone for AFC Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Who are riding high in the conference.
Yeah.
And I just love that. I love everything about them. I love the way the clubs come about and stuff like that. And
they're going to.
It helps.
Fans.
I know a couple of the players as well, as we're going to touch on later in the podcast, hopefully.
Yeah.
What division are they in, mate?
Top of the conference.
If they get
promoted, it's them and Crawley at the moment. They're right up there. So
Crawley
potentially
have a lot of money as well, don't they?
Yeah. So potentially they could be in League Two next season if they start doing this. Yeah.
It's not bad, is it?
Yeah. Exactly.
They're doing well.
And I hate MK Dons. I hate everything they stand for as well. So I'd absolutely love. I'd love them to get into League Two this season. MK Dons to have a poor League One. Like, I'd love them to cross. To
that
cross.
Would be a derby that I'd pay money to go and watch.
I would go and watch it, especially if it was at MK Dons.
If they get promoted, AFC Wimbledon needs to be one of our teams.
Well, AFC Wimbledon, the crowds they get are phenomenal. Anyway, you wouldn't get a ticket for the home game.
Really?
No, you'd be able to maybe get a ticket for MK Dons.
Are they still playing at Kingstonian?
I believe so. Yeah. I believe so. But they're getting fantastic crowds in the thousands. And also one thing I saw as well, Vinnie Jones has given up his FA Cup medal. Phoned him in the summer, phoned the chairman and said, "Oh, look, I really like what you're doing. I want to give you something." He's given him his FA Cup medal.
Nice one, Vinnie Jones. I like
exactly.
That.
So that is my surprise of the season, coming up and playing as they are.
And they've got silverware now.
I think they're second. Well, they've always had silverware. They won the FA Cup.
Excellent.
It was them, not MK Dons.
Yeah, of course.
Well, best of luck to them for the rest of the season. I mean,
absolutely.
You say they're up against Crawley, who are chucking a lot of money.
Yeah,
they're spending hundreds of thousands of pounds on
someone
players.
Always tends to do it, don't they, in the conference?
Yeah.
Someone will just start spending loads of money. If they make it, fair enough. If they don't, they're going to be
in trouble.
Yeah,
yeah. Definitely.
Anyway, go on, Si, who's yours?
Well, I've written Berbatov down. You know, credit where it's due, and you've got to hold your hands up when you get it wrong. I thought he was on his way out. I thought he'd be out in the summer. I thought he'd be out of the club in January. It's not going to happen, is it? He's leading the line for him. He's, you know, Rooney's the one who's gone off the boil, and Berbatov's doing the business. So.
Berbatov and Owen up front could work. He scored twice now, isn't he, this week, Owen? try it. Berbatov and Owen as a front.
Well, he scored with his first touch, didn't he, Owen? But, no, so Dimitar Berbatov, he'd be one. Other names I've just written down, Mark Albrighton of Villa. No one had heard of him until this season. Right, he's come onto the scene. He looks tasty.
Watched
he's
the game on
player.
Sunday. He looked very, very good, didn't he? He caused that left back all sorts of trouble.
He's got a little bit of attitude about him.
Yeah,
quite like
good
well.
In a tackle as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he's quite a fiery little character. Andy Carroll. Seeing as Dan's not here, I'll shout him up.
Backstick.
Started the season very well, Andy Carroll. He's obviously slowed down a little bit.
Stupid hair, though.
Yeah, he needs to do something about his barnet.
Cut his hair.
And finally, the reason I let you go first, because I thought you were going to say him, was James Mackey Esquire.
Oh, dear.
How many goals has he got now?
Eight.
And how many did he get all of last season?
11, maybe.
He's a chubby little thing as well, isn't he?
I'll tell you what, look, his face is chubby. He works chubby. So hard. He's got pace as well. Literally, he's one of those players that if he loses the ball in their 18-yard box, he'll track him back to our 18-yard box.
Is he a converted winger? Didn't he used to play on the wing?
I'm not too... We're playing him out wide. Like, on a front three, we're playing him to the wide right.
Oh, he's playing wide right, okay.
He's been very, very good this season. He seems to be in the right place at the right time all the time. So, yeah, very, very good signing.
How's Trevor Sinclair playing this season?
No overhead kicks, unfortunately.
No.
He's on the bench at the moment.
Never mind.
And very, very quickly, and this is a bit self-indulgent, a player at Gillingham who's surprised is Palmer. Chrissy Palmer now...
Not Colton.
No.
He was more Colton than Chris last year.
He got
completely frozen out. No one saw him for the back half of last season. He's come out of the wilderness. He's been our best player.
Yeah, obviously most listeners won't know who Palmer is, but it's the archetypal where there's a player at a club and you just forget about him. Mm. A bit like Heskey, where obviously people don't forget about Heskey. He's a big name and he's a big guy. But a new manager comes in and they just react differently to different managers. So last season he did nothing. New manager's coming this season. He's obviously taken a bit of an interest in him and he's probably been our best player this season.
He played left back, right back, left midfield, right midfield, centre midfield. He's a joint top goal scorer.
That was all on Saturday.
Yeah. He's a joint top goal scorer. He takes corners with either foot. He's doing very well. I don't know whether it'll last. Let's hope it does. But I thought he's worth a shout. So
he'll get injured now tonight. He'll break his leg against Southend.
Might break both his legs taking a corner.
Either foot. So I've broken my left. I'll take one with the right. What's next, Simon Head?
The weekend review. Let's take a look at the weekend. You mentioned Doncaster. We've pretty much touched on that. But I mean, anything else you want to mention about?
No, not really. For sort of 60 minutes, they're a very, very good passing team. Very well organised. And Warnock said they're potentially playoff contenders, which I think is well deserved for them. But 3-0 was the end result. It's very flattering on our part.
Yeah.
But obviously you're going to take that all day long.
You're 6 points clear now.
Yeah, 6 points clear at the top of the table.
After, what's that, 8 games? Seven or 8 games, isn't it?
I think it's 7 and 8 tonight, Millwall.
It's not bad going, is it?
I wonder if that fan who went mental when you lost in the League Cup still going mental.
That's probably done us a favour, to be fair. It's the only game we've lost this season, and I think being
Port Vale. Port Vale,
they're top of League Two.
Port Vale
are doing very well themselves.
Yeah,
doing a bit.
Gillingham actually won their second home game of the season. Beat Burton Albion. We struggled in the first half. We were distinctly second best. They hit the crossbar within 40 seconds. We gave away a free kick. Their striker Sean Harrod, who looks a really good player actually, bent one round the wall, hit the crossbar. We looked in trouble for about half an hour in that first half. Hit the crossbar just before half time. In the second half, we came out and looked a totally different side, completely bullied them, scored a good goal from a set piece, good ball in from Chrissy Palmer and Cody McDonald, who we got on loan from Norwich. He was part of the deal that saw Simi Jackson go to Norwich. A bit of a make weight. Scored his first goal for us. Nice header, backstick header.
It wasn't actually backstick though, really, was it?
It was kind of backstick.
Alright, we'll take it.
Potentially backstick header.
And so we won that game 1-0, and tonight probably by the time you listen to this, it will already have happened, but we've got Southend United tonight at home under the floodlights. First night game of the season. So hopefully we'll get back-to-back wins for the first time this season.
Be nice, wouldn't it?
For a long time as well, probably, isn't it? Back-to-back wins?
Not since last season.
Well, normally, because we normally play a home game and win an away game and lose.
We don't do away games.
See, Hull won away at the weekend, so...
Leaves us at the top of the... or bottom of the pile, depending on...
It's longer than a year and a half now, I think, isn't it?
It's not quite a year. It's 30 games, I think.
I want to go 2 years. 2 years without winning away.
I want to go.
Well, we've sort of hit the round number of 30. It'd be nice to just go on like a 10 match winning streak. It won't happen, but you know.
Or a season. Get to 46, and then we've had a season, a whole season of not winning an away game in terms of the whole.
That's a fantastic achievement.
We've made our point. Now we'll start winning.
But I mean, we had a whole season last season, not in a way, but 46 games would be amazing.
That's two seasons.
Come on, boys, you can do it, fellas. Come
that's
on.
A full season of away games.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
epic.
All right, over to you, Jim. Obviously, you didn't see the game on Saturday.
No, I was playing on Saturday, so I didn't see. I was keeping up to date with the score. But I went relaxed in the evening, and I switched on Levante versus Real Madrid. And I don't really watch the league, or I haven't done, but obviously with Kay and the interest we've now got, I thought I'd give it a little go. And it was actually really entertaining.
It's a good interest.
0-0 is a good interest, yeah. 0-0, but it was good. Back to the ball stuff. Levante are obviously one of the smaller teams.
They parked the bus, didn't they, pretty much?
Yeah, pretty much, and it was a double-decker.
you heard last week. Yeah. You heard the menu.
It was, Real Madrid putting the pressure on in the second half. The Levante keeper, he looked amazing 1 minute and dodgy as hell the next. It was a really simple shot which he sort of spilled and nearly put into his own goal. 2 minutes later he was making a dive and save. Really good atmosphere as well. The Levante fans were getting right behind him and I really enjoyed it. And seeing Mourinho, it's quite nice. His tan looks fantastic.
His tan looks fantastic.
He had a good tan when he lived here. Look at the weather outside now.
Dear.
But I don't know, is it still sunny in Madrid?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's alright over there.
We'll ask Kay, if you're listening, or tell us.
We need a weather report.
Yeah, we'd like a weather report. Is it still sunny in Madrid? I'd like to know.
Is Mourinho's tan real?
Yeah, is Mourinho's tan real? You're the only person that can tell us. Even ask him if you can. Just find out. So yeah, I watched that. So 0-0, obviously a bit disappointing, but some of the other teams are dropping points, I think, around there. So
it's Valencia, isn't it? They're running away with it in the league.
They're doing quite good, so it could be quite
interesting. You know that Barca and Real Madrid will be up there.
Yes, certainly.
And Mourinho,
it's a matter of time.
The one thing with Mourinho is they don't win games by many goals. They just grind results out.
It looked like I was sure they were going to get like a last minute winner or something like that.
Yeah.
But they didn't. They had enough chances and enough pressure. But fantastic result. I mean, at the end, the Levante players and fans are treated like a historic point sort of thing, which is understandable. It happens in the Premiership when a smaller team, sort of Blackpool or someone, holding Man United at home or whatever. So no, it was good. Good, interesting view, and I'm definitely going to watch out for a game. I might even subscribe to Real Madrid TV.
I like
that. We can't get it over here, sadly.
I won't be subscribing to Real Madrid TV
because I can't.
There's some sort of restraining order that's been put out, I think.
You get a bit of satellites.
I found that Stu wanted some sort of shark bucket and pulled it from the sky, and that was it.
Never mind.
Right, let's move on to our first 11, as we'll call it.
Interesting one this week. I think.
Like this one.
I think it was someone emailed in. It was British 11.
Yeah,
we have to be clear. If the Olympics started on Saturday,
this weekend, right? So injuries come into play here.
There's no age restriction because I think with the actual
Olympics, 23 is the
Olympics. But we haven't done an age restriction.
No, any age.
We have a Great Britain team, and you have to have one representative from each country. So one English,
England, Scotland,
one Northern Ireland, one Wales, one Scotland, at least.
Okay,
starts on Saturday. And a manager, we said as well, didn't we? Which I haven't done yet, so I've got to do that as I'm thinking.
Have I written a manager down? I haven't, but I can certainly think of one.
Alright,
so.
Goalkeeper.
Well, I've done a manager, so.
Who have you gone for your goalie?
Joey Hart.
Sorry?
I've gone for Joe Hart, actually.
I've mixed it up, I've gone for Wayne Hennessy.
Up and coming keeper,
good Welsh goalkeeper. He's not that good, but he's Welsh. So that's my one Welsh player.
I like it. That's a good idea.
The other Welsh player that you've probably all got, I don't like. I think he's a one season wonder, but we'll get to that.
Okay.
All right, so Joe Hart's in goal.
Who's your right back?
Well, see, I've stuck to the rules.
Yeah.
I've stuck to the under 23s.
Oh, have you really?
Oh, yeah. Well done.
Okay.
So I've gone for right back, I've gone for Chris Gunter, Welsh.
Tottenham player.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's your right. Welsh player in there.
I've got a couple of Welsh.
I've gone for a Scottish player, and this is one for Cardiff fans and Scots fans out there. Kevin McNaughton.
Oh, what?
I like him as a right back. He's hard as nails.
You're going to go for a Scottish right back, Alan Hutton.
Yeah, but I don't rate him as a defender.
Really?
I like my defenders to defend. And
Chris Gunter is there.
Kevin McNaughton is a good defender. Who have you got, Jim?
I've gone for Alan Hutton.
Are you up for Hutton?
Yeah, okay. Notice that we've all earmarked Glenn Johnson.
As a
Because I think we all probably looked at the England team and thought, right, who's the weakest one? So yeah, we've all sharked off Glenn Johnson.
So we've got three different names to write.
Three different ones. Right, let's write them down and then we'll see what nationality we need.
I think for this, this is going to take some sort of Carol Vorderman like calculation.
Go on, left back. Who have you got, Stu?
Left back, I've gone for. I've stuck with the ages, so I've gone for Kieran Gibbs.
Okay, I've done Ashley Cole because he's the best left back in the world.
Without the ages, Ashley Cole, certainly. Even with the ages, you still put him
What
in
we'll
there,
do on the website, we'll publish each of our three teams independently so you can see each of our teams and we'll aggregate them into
centre backs.
I've gone for Johnny Evans. That's my Northern Ireland.
Yes.
Yeah, he's in mine as well, actually.
He's the only Northern Ireland you're going to put in there. The only other one I considered was Mike Taylor as a goalkeeper.
Okay. I've got
Mike Taylor. He's been around
for
ages. Fulham. You haven't got Healy, have you?
Yeah, I've got Healy.
Oh,
yeah.
BA. He's a crap.
We'll move on to that.
All right, so we've got Terry?
Yep. I've gone for Jagielka.
No, we've got Terry.
Because Terry's useless.
Terry and Evans.
Ryan Shawcross I've gone for. And Johnny Evans.
Wanted by Juventus, apparently.
Really?
According to the papers this week.
Excellent.
Yeah. According to the Mirror transfer gossip, yeah.
Okay, so we've got midfield now. Right-hand side of midfield.
Take us through your whole midfield.
Yeah, I've got, right, from right midfield, it's a Scottish guy, currently playing for Celtic.
Yeah.
I've heard a few things about him. James Forrest.
I'll be quite honest, and apologies to any Celtic or fans north of the border, I've never heard of him.
Apparently he's doing quite a good job up in Scotland at the moment. I've read a few raving reviews about him.
I've watched no Scottish football other than the Man U Rangers game.
I couldn't think of anyone else under 23 in Scottish that I'd want to put in.
Jamie Forrest. James, I can't Forrest, see the wood for the trees on this one. Let's just leave it now.
Yeah.
Let's just leave it. Yeah.
Let's branch out into a different thing, actually.
Left midfield?
Yeah. We don't need barking out anymore.
Gareth Bale.
Yes.
See, I thought, have you gone for Bale as well?
Yeah, I've gone for Bale on
the left. I don't like him.
But he's Welsh.
He is Welsh.
He fulfils my Welsh criteria.
Unless you're going to put Bellamy in.
Not under 23.
Yeah, Bale's your only option. They have got a terrible squad, haven't they?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What is Venables doing? He's not doing anything.
He's going ka-ching, is what he's doing.
He's not going to take over, is he?
If they pay him the most.
That beard he's got, he
Gascoigne's got more chance of taking over.
Ah, we'll talk about Paul Gascoigne later on.
If Venables manages Wales, then I'll streak from Henry's back to Canary Wharf. Back to our outfit.
That's a dangerous
It's not going to happen.
Bloody okay.
Slow news day.
And then centre midfield, I've gone for Jack Rodwell holding and Jack Wiltshire pushing on.
Okay, that's not a bad pairing. I've gone for Byler's my left midfielder. Johnson from Man City on the right hand side.
Forgot about him, yeah, of course.
Adam Johnson. And in the middle, I've got Gerrard because he's the best pure footballer in Britain. And holding midfield, Darren Fletcher of Man United.
Adam Johnson on the left,
yeah.
James Milner on the right,
yeah.
Steve Gerrard and Jack Wiltshire.
That's almost the England midfield.
It is an English midfield.
It will be in about a year and a half's time. All right, I've gone for Darren Fletcher as a holding midfield player. Decent holding midfielder.
Well,
he's better than Gareth Barry, and that's who's playing for England at the moment as well. So anyway, that's before. Who are your two strikers, Stu?
Theo Walcott.
Yeah.
And Wayne Rooney.
Yep.
I've gone for, isn't Walker injured, so he can't play on Saturday? Once again, you're just dismissing the fact that we said it starts on Saturday. You need to get this into your head, Stuart.
Well,
have another thing. Are you going to go up?
You may not have known the injury situation of Theo.
Dexter Blackstock.
Oh man,
after saying that, I've written down Rooney and Defoe.
You've written down Rooney and Defoe?
Yeah. Rooney and Dexter Blackstock.
But I think Defoe's back from injury now.
I've gone for Rooney and Healy.
Not Dexter Blackstock.
David Healy's scoring.
Who does Healy play for at the moment?
No.
Fulham reserves?
He's not getting in, is he?
No, he doesn't need
to. But he should be playing for someone. That's a travesty.
He's not very good.
Playing in the Championship, he should be playing for someone. But he scored 39 goals in 96 international games. That is top draw for a, with all due respect, a weak international team like Northern Ireland.
This is the Olympics. It's very different.
Right, well, obviously, we've got three completely different sides. Have we got any kind of 11? We haven't, have we?
Who else did you consider? I've got
Craig Gordon as a goalkeeper.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
And what I've tried to...
But he's not getting in the team either.
No, true.
Gary Caldwell as a strong centre-half, as a replacement for someone like Jagielka or a Terry. Charlie Adams as a midfielder. Do you know, I looked him up. He's only 23 years old.
Yeah.
He looks about 30.
Yeah, he's had a hard life. Did anyone see him open up the shop? With a cardboard pair of scissors.
This is on Soccer Saturday.
In Blackpool,
wasn't it?
No, he was opening up some check shop, and the scissors they gave him were cardboard, so he couldn't even cut the ribbon. So he just had to tear the ribbon down.
Did he just bite it off?
Potentially.
Yep.
Well, yeah, Charlie Adam, I think he's going to be one of the sort of unsung stars of the season for Blackpool. Well, he'll be a very sung star of the season for Blackpool. But in the Premier League, he'll be one of the good players, I think. Joe Cole, I've got on the bench because I just like Joe Cole as a substitute. coming on, and Defoe as an impact striker. That's my yeah. Central
bench. I've noted down. This is just other because I wouldn't have these actually in the team or on the subs bench. I'd just have English players.
No,
but other considerations were Darren Fletcher, Charlie Adam, Chris Commons.
Yep.
Quite like Chris Commons. Mike Taylor, as I mentioned, Andy Carroll, obviously English backstick.
Good hair.
And Steve Morrison, who I noticed has played for Wales. He was born in Enfield. He's got no Welsh in him whatsoever.
That's a shame.
I've got more Welsh in him than me because I'm. Well, I don't.
Careful.
Yeah, alright, leave it there. But,
I don't want to know about your private life.
Yeah, and
what about Welsh in you, Jim?
What about managers?
You.
What about managers?
I've gone for David Moyes.
Yeah, that's not a bad shout.
I think you just bring it all together.
Who have you gone for?
I haven't actually written a name down, but...
You wrote the question.
I know, that's how stupid I am. As a manager, Moyes would be a good manager. I mean, I'd have someone with a bit of personality, have a bit of a laugh with it.
Neil Warnock.
Warnock, Savage, someone who's just wind up other nations, that's what we want.
I've gone for anyone English.
Just so there's no language barrier.
Yeah, just, and I don't want any banter. I just want him to like, just right, you three that aren't English, you train on your site, you're on your own, yeah? Watch us, we're better than you.
Gazza then.
No, I'd go for someone with a bit of Olympic pedigree.
Daley Thompson.
Linford Christie, I was thinking.
Daley Thompson.
Just Linford in spandex, that's it.
Excellent. What we'll do, we'll get those three teams complete with managers up on the Pubcast website later this week. Okay, we'll take a look at the Pubcast teams now. I'll kick off this week because I've got some very, very good news. Peterhead won. Thank you.
I thought you said Peterhead won. He's telling two.
No, it was actually Peterhead won. Alloa Athletic 0.
So the clap was well deserved then.
Yeah. First league win of the season. They got a late winner from Stuart Anderson. It didn't look like they were going to do it. They got a penalty in the 33rd minute. Conor Gethins went up to take the penalty. Two things happened when he took this penalty. Number one, he missed. Number two, he injured himself and had to come off. Right? So...
How?
I don't know if anyone from Peterhead, and I know there's at least one Peterhead fan who regularly gets in touch
with us.
Peter Young, if you're listening, let us know what happened to Conor Gethins when he took that penalty.
We're laughing. He might have broken his leg.
Did he stub his toe? What did he do? He's taken a penalty. He's injured himself. That's all I know. So
broke his face.
The match report wasn't the most detailed, so let us know what happened to Conor Gethins. Hopefully he's back fixed. He's been playing alright the last couple of weeks. So it was 0-0, 4 minutes to go. Stuart Anderson heads one in, and Peterhead, not only did they win, they've moved off the bottom of the table as well.
Oh, fantastic.
That's brilliant.
They've doubled their tally to 6 points, and they're now second from bottom, which means they're safe from relegation at the moment. If they stay there for the rest of the season, it'll be a playoff with a team from the division below. But confidence is quite high. They're in the semi-finals of the Alba Challenge Cup.
Yeah, that's
funny. They've now got their first win of the season. So,
well, no, it's not the first win. They've been winning all them cup games.
Well, no, the first league win. Ooh, so okay. Things are looking up, and you can watch an interview with manager Neil Cooper on the Pubcast website. It's on there right now. Stu,
the Graf Chat. Well, since I've been away,
it's been a while.
There's been a couple of games they've played.
Okay,
got to 7 points. So fourth from bottom. The first game when I was away, they played. I can't pronounce this. Begins with a H, ends with a... Lots of E's in there.
Heerenveen.
Heerenveen?
Heerenveen.
Yeah. It's not that hard.
Can't pronounce it. I've heard of them.
You can pronounce De Graafschap, but you can't pronounce Heerenveen.
He's had a bit of practice with that one, to be fair.
Yeah, I've been practicing
every week.
Heerenveen, they beat them 3-2 at home, and then their away form continues to be pretty poor, losing to a lowly Venlo side, 1-0 away.
Okay.
That was on Saturday. I think we're back at home next weekend, so all being well, another little win. Probably not, though.
Come on the Super Farmers.
Go on the Farmers.
Jim.
Not good news, guys, for Hastings.
No?
No, didn't have a game at the weekend.
Are they on bust or something? Why no game?
They did have a game. They did have a game Saturday because they're out of the FA Cup. And I think it was FA Cup next round.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
But a week Tuesday, so the day after we did the last podcast, they played Concord Rangers. I did a bit of a preview to it.
Yeah.
Because they're a small team in Canvey Islands. They lost 3-0 at home. So that's their, I think it was their fifth or sixth defeat on the trot.
Yeah.
Worse than that, Sean Ray, Captain Fantastic, has broken his ankle. Oh, he's out injured.
No.
Clark Masters, the goalkeeper, was sent off and is now suspended.
Sorry,
go on.
Can we send Sean some chocolates and flowers?
Can if you want. Yeah. He's a big guy. He might take it the wrong way and just he'll hobble up and just come and smack you.
Maybe just some grapes then.
Yeah, grapes are fine.
Let's just say get well soon, Sean. Right.
Yeah. Let's just do it through the podcast.
Yeah.
So Clark Masters, the goalkeeper, sent off, so he's going to be out suspended. And Anthony Storey, who was one of their big summer signings. They brought him from, got him from Tunbridge. Tunbridge's captain last season.
Was
they unveiled
him.
It came as a free transfer, but okay. It was one of their main sort of summer signings. He'd been in and out of the team. He quit after the game.
Just quit.
Yeah. So,
do we know why that is?
Not really. No, there's not much on the website. So I've sent a couple of people emails to try and find out what went on. So we'll find out. But it was on the official website. And they was quite disappointed on the official website. So we'll find out.
It's not often
we'll give you an update.
Like
no. There's speculation that he's going to join another team in the same league, so maybe he wasn't happy, didn't sell, whatever.
Do they play on contracts there? How does that work?
Yeah, he must be on some sort of contract, but obviously we'll find out. So he's left. So not great. 3-0 loss. Sean Murray injured.
Three players gone. One way or another.
Yeah, exactly. Three players have been taken outside and shot. Might as well have been.
Yeah.
But they've got Haribo up at the Pilot Fields on Saturday. 9-12. Hastings still in ninth. Despite this really bad run of form,
it's early in the year.
Yeah, they've been really bad. Actually, I've missed
you
a couple
get
of weeks.
Yeah, since
fluctuations.
Shoes back now. That's when they've started winning again. I'm confident.
When are
we
due to go down there?
We've got the date. What date was it? Simon looked at his watch.
And there's
I don't
no
know,
date,
but
on
news
on the 20th, I think
news
it is.
On that, they've the club have challenged us to a game of crazy golf.
Really?
I'm up for that.
Oh, I'm up for that. I'm good at crazy golf.
Yeah, but they have got a crazy and a mini golf, so I think we've been challenged to both.
Okay.
So we'll get that done as well.
I'm well up for that.
That sounds fantastic.
So not great news on the Hastings front, but better news on the Riverside front.
Yes,
Riverside, our local amateur team. Got
who
first
we sponsor.
Win. Yeah, who we do sponsor. The shirts will be there soon.
Oh, yeah.
We get a photo of the shirt on the website when we get it through,
won't
we? 1-3-1. It's
in. Fantastic.
First win of the season, beat Swale 3-1.
What division are they in now, mate?
Division 1.
So they're staying in Division 1.
Who scored the goals, Jim?
The first goal was a nice little poked effort by Jay Parker.
Yeah.
Second goal was a bundled effort by Jake Bishop. And the third goal, I'm not too sure about the third goal. Do you hear anything about the third goal, Jim?
I believe a certain guy called James Staples.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. May have hit one from potentially about
40 yard chip.
22.
Standard. Yeah, and I got the clincher, third. I would take you through. I think we've got some audio from a couple of the boys, haven't we, that we can play in.
Yeah, you spoke to
them. Because I won't do it justice. I need a third person point of view. So.
You got some audio after the game, and we can listen to it now.
Right, I'm here with Bill Kerr. Riverside have just defeated Swale United 3-1. What are your thoughts on the game, first of all? You came on a sub. How do you think you did when you came on?
Solid performance. Nothing too spectacular. Shame to come on in such circumstances.
Yeah. It was an injury, wasn't
injury,
it?
Injury to Quirky, but I think he's all right. So, yeah, but I think I did all right.
So, 3-1, first win of the season. Very good news. Take us through the goals, as you saw them. Obviously, you were subbed for most of them. So.
Yeah, first one was a great ball through from centre midfield into Jay. With a nice little finish. Our second goal can only be described as a bundle by our captain Marvel. And the third goal, well, what a bit of magic, actually. Dave Poole had the ball on the left-hand side, went to ship it through to Chris Mumford, intercepted by their defender, and it fell to a certain Jim Staples. Picked the ball up about 25 yards out, 30 yards out. Goalkeeper only slightly off his line, not much, only slightly off his line. And I think an absolute fantastic finish by Jim Staples and lobbed him from 25, 30 yards.
Right, 30. John Hatchett, overall, happy with the performance?
Yeah, it was very good today. Perfect. Spot on. Couldn't ask for any more for the lads. Yeah, couldn't ask for any more for the lads. Good display. They used the formation well. Worked hard for each other.
I think it worked better today than it did last week.
Yeah, I think it worked pretty well today as well.
Me and Chump.
Slightly weaker opposition today, but, you know. We maybe tweaked it slightly a bit more. No, we tweaked it a bit more. We just had one older midfielder today. We had Staples pushing on more, so gave us an extra man up there. And, yeah, it did work well.
And the third goal?
From yourself, Staples, yeah, it was a good finish. Very nicely done. You know, I got to admit, first I was thinking, what are you doing? But
Cheers, Gaffer.
Yeah, so thanks for that, Gaffer. He did actually think it was a good goal. It was a bloody
from what
amazing.
I've heard, I think it was a good goal.
Yeah, Stu's heard the reviews. So, yeah, no, a good 3-1 win.
And goal for Bishop as well.
Bishop, captain, our own captain, fantastic, who hasn't injured his ankle.
We could have a little bet, actually. We need to get hold of Pitney, and we'll have some sort of bet. Will Staples score more goals than Jermaine Beckford this season?
Well, I'm doing all right so far.
He's currently leading by a goal.
I don't usually get many of a season, two or three. Although I am fitter than I have been for a while, so there's potential there, Stuart.
No, you look very pretty at
the moment. Thank you very much. Stuart sent us an email while he was away on holiday to the pubcast team,
he did, yes.
In which he basically told us that he loved us all and put a kiss on the ends. I didn't know whether you were confused and you thought you were emailing your girlfriend. Was there
missed,
a kiss?
I've
there
missed
was
you all very much. You probably all kiss at
yeah,
the moment.
And we were like, what the hell? He's either smacked off his tits or he's feeling very emotional since his holiday. But I enjoyed it. Yeah. I definitely enjoyed it.
He missed us.
He did miss us. Talking to Stuart.
Stu's news.
What have we got, Stuart? Come on.
Right, a lot of emails this week, which I'm very grateful for. Continue to send them in at banter@footballpubcast.co.uk. It's about Paul Gascoigne.
Yeah.
There's no beer involved.
Not yet.
Has he turned up with a fishing rod for someone?
He's turned out at a non-league team called Garforth Town. Ever heard of them?
I have. Aren't they the ones who get like Brazilian superstars?
Garforth Town, who had Socrates playing from a couple of years ago.
That's right. So Garforth Town, according to the News in the World, he's taken over as the Garforth Town manager. Paul Gascoigne is a football manager, and he seems to think he's going to get the same publicity at Garforth as he would a Premier League club.
According to the News of the World, Beckham had an affair with a prostitute, but that's not true either.
£16 million worth of not true.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, no, apparently he's taken over at Garforth. He's excited for the challenge, and he can't wait to get started. But of course, he is a little bit nervous.
Well, I'll give it 14 days.
Yeah, I reckon.
I'll give it 14 hours when it's actually
till the pub's open.
Was it Ketter in town? He lasted like 1 week.
No, it was 39 days, I think. But, I don't know where I've got 39 days from, but I'm pretty sure that might be right.
This is a quote. I'm actually reading through the email that's been sent in. Simon Clifford is the Garforth owner, and this is not a publicity stunt, apparently.
His surname's Clifford.
Oh,
is he brothers with Max?
Oh, dear. Yeah. I want him to be an inspiration to someone who might have depression.
What, like Romo? That didn't work out.
Or problems in their lives. He walked through hell, but he's kept on walking. He's a football manager,
to be fair.
Jesus.
Hang on a minute. If you're walking, you get to hell. Do you not turn around and go back?
Yeah. Not Paul Gascoigne. He just bowled straight through.
To be honest, though, all English fans love... I love Gazza. I really do, as a footballer, and I really like him as a person as well, and he is a little bit mixed up. I don't think this is what he needs, to be honest, is it?
No.
I'd like him to just stay out of the papers.
He needs a bit of time out of the limelight.
It's not a publicity stunt anyway.
No, of course not.
Not much.
We're just giving them extra publicity.
Are always in the papers, aren't they?
Proper footballing team, never in for the publicity.
Yeah, Garforth. But in all seriousness, I saw a news story today that said the deal isn't done yet. So I don't know. I mean, maybe Gazza's agents got hold of him and said seriously. But I mean, I can't see this working in any way, shape, or form. Has he got any kind of coaching experience of any real note at all? I can't think of any.
No.
Like pitching up at Kettering doesn't
count. 39. He was there for 39 days. He must have done something, taking a couple of training sessions.
Yeah,
he might have driven the coach.
He might. Well,
it's coaching experience.
Well, let's hope not.
Yeah, it's true. That's why we might have got sacked for that
Gascoigne
reason.
Gascoigne coaches.
But so all right, we'll have to keep.
We'll keep posted on that.
We'll see what happens. All right, we'll move on to our prediction of the week this week. Our match of the week. Looking through the matches, there was only really one game stood out. Televised game, Chelsea v Arsenal, 4 o'clock this Sunday.
It's a good Sunday, isn't it? It's
Sky
a good
Sports
Super Sunday.
2 and HD2. This is a proper football match. Chelsea had their first game against a decent side last weekend,
but it's going to be a bit of pressure, isn't it?
Got
it's
beat by Man City, yeah. So
talking of which, did anyone else predict a Man City win?
No, you were the only one.
There
you were the
go.
Only one to earn points.
I know I said 3-1, which was a bit outlandish, but I knew Man City were going to win.
Even Steve Anglesey, who's a massive Manchester City fan.
Yeah.
From Mirror Football, even he couldn't bring himself to predict a Man City win. But Matt, there you go, Carlos Tevez. I mean, they're calling it a solo goal.
Happy birthday to Carlos Tevez's mum as well.
Yes, nice touch.
Have you sent her chocolates and flowers?
I can't find her address on 192.com.
Doesn't Tevez look a lot better with his shorter haircut?
He looks like a bit like a dodgy Craig Bellamy.
Oh, I think he looks like Paolo Di Canio.
I think he's got
sex appeal.
I think he should have gone with. I can't believe you just said that.
No, he has. Put him in a grey suit like Jamie Redknapp, and he'd be the housewife's favourite.
He couldn't speak the lingo, but
have you seen his hip hop videos on YouTube?
Who?
Carlos Tevez.
No, if we're talking about Redknapp. I want to see the Redknapp hip hop video.
Or Shabazz Baidu. I know he's a rapper now.
We will
no good at football.
Honestly, it's brilliant. Carlos Tevez is some sort of cheap sportswear.
We'll put it on the site, can't we?
It'll be on the podcast on Pubcast TV later this week. But yeah, so that was Chelsea v Man City. Man City v Chelsea. It's now Chelsea v Arsenal at Stamford Bridge.
Too much Chelsea coverage for my liking.
It does tend to happen when you get blocks of games where you've got the same team. Like Spoke
like
have
Chelsea.
Been on like three times this year already.
I don't
like
Chelsea.
It was Newcastle TV last season for any Sky or
any
BBC One
games,
game.
Well, it's because of all viewing figures, isn't it? So
True.
Okay, Jim, your prediction, Chelsea v Arsenal.
Well, it's not a prediction, it's going to happen because I'm doing it. So it's going to be 2-2.
How about that then?
2-2.
Yep.
Desmond.
Indeed.
Go on.
Stuart?
So, I think it's going to be bad. I don't like Chelsea a lot. Maybe 1-0 Arsenal.
1-0 Arsenal?
Yes. Really?
At yes. the bridge?
Yeah, I hate Chelsea.
I hope it is. I really hope it is.
I've got a feeling this is going to be quite an open game. I think it's going to be 3-2 to Chelsea. And it's going to be a bit of a thriller. I think it's going to be a good game, this. Arsenal are going to be well up for it, because I think they're going to struggle in the Champions League tonight.
Really?
Yeah. Have you seen who they got in goal?
Fabianski.
They've got Fabianski.
Do people not rate him like ridiculously high, though?
He's not anyone who's watched him.
Is it not that kid? Who's the other Polish kid?
Wojciech Szczesny. He was on loan at Brentford.
He's the one and only.
Jesus.
Oh, no one he'd rather be. But he should be playing for Arsenal, because he's a much better goalkeeper than the other two. He's back at Arsenal. He's just very young, and they don't want to thrust him
they
in.
They don't want to destroy him.
And kill his confidence straight away. Like Al Munia threw one in at the weekend.
Well, they call Fabianski Flappianski, don't they? Because he flaps at stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
So none of us. So you've gone for a 1-0 Arsenal win?
Yep.
You've gone for
2-2.
2-2.
Only a minute ago, Simon.
I've gone for. I know, I've got bad memory. I'm getting old, mate. I've got a 3-2 Chelsea win, so between us we've got every base covered there pretty much, and it's time for our guest predictor this week, and here's what they had to say. Right, we're here at Priestfield Stadium at half time in an absolutely awful Gillingham v Southend United match, and I'm here with this week's pubcast predictor. You can hear the sound of the barrel being scraped. We couldn't find anyone, so I've got the old chap who's going to do this. It's my dad, who when he isn't supporting Gillingham follows Arsenal. The game this week is Chelsea v Arsenal. Dad, what do you think about this? Give us your thoughts ahead of this game and your overall match score prediction.
Well, yes, I am an Arsenal supporter. I've been an Arsenal fan for well over 50 years. Chelsea, I think, are going to be at full strength, whereas the Arsenal have got an injury list as long as your arm. We've got Bentner out with a groin, Ramsey's out with a broken leg, Walcott's got a dodgy ankle, Van Persie's got a dodgy ankle, Vermaelen's got an Achilles, Gibbs might be fit or not, we're not sure yet, and Fabregas is injured, so he's got a hamstring injury. Add to that the fact we haven't got any goalkeeper to speak about, so I'm going for a strong 1-0 win to the Arsenal.
Hang on a minute. So you've listed all these players that aren't going to be in, and then you've got no goalkeeper, and you're playing Chelsea, and you still think Arsenal are going to win 1-0 at Stamford Bridge.
Correct. As an Arsenal fan, you've got to support the boys, haven't you?
Delusion. Right, okay, that's his prediction. 1-0 to the Arsenal. Alright, so that's our predictions rounded up for this week. You'll get all of them on the website at www.footballpodcast.co.uk. Go to predictions, you'll see a table of how we're getting on and all our predictions for this weekend's game. Class of last time, and it's back to Jim.
Okay, class of the week, Robbie Savage on ESPN. We like Robbie Savage on the podcast anyway, don't we?
I've not seen him on ESPN.
It was his first game. He's now been. I read the Mirror on Friday.
Did his hair look good?
It looked bloody lovely.
He's got a good mane.
Yeah, looked bloody lovely. Read on in Friday's Mirror that he was now doing ESPN coverage as well. It was his first game, was the Bolton Man United game. And I was watching it before him on ESPN. And so I think it was with Keegan, and someone just turned to Savage and went, "How did Bolton get a result?" And he just looked at the camera and just rough them up. which was completely honest. And he basically said, yeah, if I was playing at Leicester now, that's what the manager would be saying. Yeah, and if I was a manager, I would be saying it. Just rough him up. Completely honest. Completely refreshing. Keegan was pretty good as well. Keegan had some scathing comments about Rooney as well, which made the headlines on Sunday.
Yeah, back pages, weren't it?
Yeah, but that was a very honest and very very good little opinionated.
We need more of that. I mean, Match of the Day have been getting absolutely caned on Twitter. They've been getting loads of grief.
Yeah, well, I like it. Savage and Stan Collymore on 5 Live as well. Talking to this one of my mates at the weekend.
Oh, Colin was on TalkSport now.
Yeah, Colin at TalkSport and Savage on Five Live. So the football phonies. They like, if someone comes on and they don't agree with it, they would launch it. They'll say, "Look, they'll say, look, you're wrong. I'm a player, and this is what they were thinking."
Oh, Savage on 606. Some guy rung up and was complaining about his team. I can't remember what team it was. He said
QPR fan, a bet, won too many games.
No, he was complaining about his team. He walked past the team. He'd been beaten.
Was it an Everton fan complaining that they were knocking on the trap door?
And there was a Domino's pizza man delivering pizzas to the away team bus, and he said it's disgraceful to celebrate in a 3-0 defeat with pizzas. And Savage goes, "Well, hang on a minute, we always have pizzas and stuff on the way home. We get chippy, we get pizzas, we get takeaway and stuff." He said, "That's what we do." And he then asked this I mean, this guy on the phone was an idiot. All fairness to him.
They tend to be, don't they?
The guys who they put for our 606, seriously. But he was like, "Well, what would you eat after a game?" He said, "Oh, well, you know, I'd have a salad." He said, "You've been running around for an hour and a half, you'd have a salad."
Fair
you?
Point.
And he
fair
said,
point.
"And then he said, and would you get a salad delivered to a team coach?"
I'd just go for a lion bar, probably.
Lion bars are great.
Or some scampi fries.
You need a big bag of scampi fries, though.
They don't do big bags of fries.
They just need a teeny little bag, about five in.
Just buy two bags.
And the bacon fries are nice as well.
Yeah, it's not as not.
If anyone
as
wants to send us any scampi pungent. Fries and bacon fries, get
or
in touch
a pizza.
With the show.
Anything.
Or a
anything.
Pizza. Banter at footballpodcast.co.uk. Put pizza.
What are they
going to
send an e pizza?
No, look.
It's not going to be very tasty.
Pizza, email us and I'll give you my home address.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
They could just do that and just
send dog shit. You'll see none of it, doesn't it?
Well.
So, too good to summarise is Robbie Savage, and in general, football pundits who've been there, seen it, and know what they're talking about.
Arse of the week.
Arse of the week. Stuart Atwell.
Whenever he's got a game, he should be arse of the week.
He's just an absolute idiot.
Can I'll weigh in on this in a minute.
Well, he had the ghost goal, obviously, for the Reading ghost goal. One that sticks for me as well is Wolves Newcastle this season. He booked 12 players, and do you remember Matty Jarvis was free in the penalty area and got completely wiped out.
Absolutely hammered. Didn't
and he
he
did. Like, it was the most like blatant penalty ever. He didn't give that. He did that game, and then obviously this weekend he had the he allowed the goal, which I don't think was completely his fault because rules are law and stuff like that. But then to only book Steve Jones and to book him because he didn't see it, so it was guesswork. Now he's booked him. They
you
can't
either send him off or you do nothing.
Yeah, you can't. He's booked him because of the reactions, and now because he's been booked, they can't now go back and discipline him. And that's Steve Gerrard. If that was Joey Barton or one of the Wolves midfielders,
Steve Bruce said this.
I didn't know.
He
yeah,
said if it's Lee Catamole,
it's
been
totally
off.
True. Not off, but he like everyone would be going mental. It'd be on the back page because it's Gerrard and he's quite. Quite light, yeah. Then you get away with it a little bit more, and that's not a bad reflection on Gerrard. Mm. He's not asked people to do that. It's just mistimed or whatever. So yeah, Stuart Atwell, being a pleb.
What I would say, and I don't like Stuart Atwell as a ref. I think he's poor. I think he's picky, and I think he's not a great referee. What I would say is he was actually in the right for that decision. I thought he actually got that decision right. As much as it looked ridiculous, if he'd have disallowed it, if he'd have pulled it back, he'd have got just as much stick for it.
True.
I actually think that the reason that goal happened was because Michael Turner was stupid. No, seriously.
He just lost it upstairs.
Yeah, no, he did. Michael Turner completely ballsed it up. And Atwell really would have been a sympathy decision if he pulled it back. And he would have been wrong to do so. It was just one of those, because it's Atwell, and Atwell is known for making duff decisions in the past, he was always going to get free for it, whatever he did. So,
I hate Atwell.
I'm quite happy for him to be arsed in the week because he's Stuart Atwell and he does do stupid things.
Yeah.
But that individual moment, I think, is he couldn't have done much else. That's pretty much us done, I think, for the week.
I've enjoyed this.
It's been a while. Someone just hit their head on the lamp. She got up too quick and she's hit her head on the lamp. Pub banter.
That's a big hit as well. That's still shaking.
Lamp's still going. Right, we'll go clean up the mess of broken light bulbs and we'll be back next week, hopefully with a few more of us around the table. Say goodbye, Stu.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Jim.
Goodbye, Jim.
And it's goodbye from me. Goodbye.